You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Bragg apparently is thinking about charging Trump under a felony version of the business records law. The whole thing doesn't make any sense at all.
Why would a Wookiee, an 8-foot-tall Wookiee, want to live on Endor with a bunch of 2-foot-tall Ewoks? Does that make sense? Ladies and gentlemen, I am not making any sense. None of this makes sense.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The situation is stabilizing.
Is she serious?
And the U.S. banking system remains sound.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Understand that you're in the front room, and you feel comfortable, and you get questions on the
staff. Shut up!
And what has just occurred this last 10, 15 minutes is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. So we're either going to continue the briefing, or we can just end the briefing right here.
I'm not mad, just disappointed.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I just can't stop thinking about this silly case in New York. And I have a new way to look at it. Just let me fill you in, okay? So the protagonists originally in this case are Stormy Daniels and Donald J. Trump, right? Plaintiff, defendant. Stormy Daniels' attorney is Michael Avenatti. Trump's lawyer is Michael Cohen. So here we are, all these years later. Cohen is a convicted felon, a jailbird, a graduate of Allenwood. He's a convicted felon. He's disbarred. Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney, is in prison in California until 2036. 2036! Meanwhile, Stormy Daniels owes Donald Trump $300,000 for her frivolous lawsuit that she filed after she got the $130,000 in hush money. The only guy who isn't either under a court order, a jailbird, or in prison is Donald J. Trump. And that's the guy they want to arrest. And by the way, right now, Stormy Daniels is quoted in the New York Post today as saying that her X-rated merchandise business is through the roof. And meanwhile, Donald J. Trump is ahead in every national GOP poll for presidential contenders. How does this make any sense? Any of this? It's beyond ridiculous. And again, this case has been turned down by Alvin Bragg, the DA who's bringing the case. It's been turned down by his predecessor. He turned it down himself. He said, I'm going to go after his business dealings. Then there was nothing in his business dealings. They couldn't flip his treasurer, Weisselberg was his name. And they tried to put him in prison for taking a free car. Like he's the first guy that ever took a free car from a corporation. Glad they're not indicting people for that. A lot of us might have a problem if they started doing that. And the FEC refused to file any charges. The Southern District of New York refused to do anything with the case when Trump was president. Then when Biden came in, Maine Justice down in D.C., they took a look at the case and they nixed it and said, no, we're not going after it. But now, Alvin Bragg, who took $1 million from George Soros, $1 million from George Soros, has decided to resurrect these spurious, bogus charges. It's you know, as Rich Lowry put it today, this is a prosecution in search of a legal theory. And they're going after a former president of the United States. 844-500-4242.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
781 says, don't you realize that all the questions you're asking about the pending Trump indictment are rhetorical? Common sense left the barn in 2016. I would say probably it left the barn earlier than that. It just, everything got out, not just the horses, the rats got out of the barn in 2016. And that's the situation we're in now. This is beyond ridiculous. And then we played the cuts last night from Robert Costello, who's another guy from the SDNY, Southern District of New York, a former federal prosecutor. He was an overseer in that office, the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District. And he went in there last night yesterday afternoon to the courthouse and talked to the grand jury, and he told them that Cohen's a liar. Everything Cohen has told them is a lie. And so, of course, the deal is, you know, he should know because he was Cohen's attorney. And Cohen waived his attorney-client privilege. And so he goes in there last night to the grand jury and says, of course, the first question is, how could you testify against your former client? And he and Costello said, here it is. Here's my waiver from Cohen that my attorney-client privilege is waived. Not only is he saying that Cohen is a liar and says he'll do anything to stay out of prison, but he's got a witness with him. This guy Costello, who was on with Tucker last night. And so then, what does Cohen do after Costello appears before the grand jury at the courthouse in Manhattan? He goes on TV and says, I never waived my attorney-client privilege, which left Costello no choice but to hold it up for the camera.
Very fake news.
This is their witness? This is their witness? And again, too, we went over this yesterday. It bears repeating. Think of all the people that have had non-disclosure agreements. Michael Bloomberg, he had at least three of them. The fake Indian called him out on it. How about the huge slush fund that Congress has to make sure that none of the staffers, male or female, testify against any of the Congress critters, male or female, in either of the two houses? What about the legislature in Boston? That's what this whole thing with the new auditor is all about. She's trying to find out about the non-disclosure agreements there. What about John Edwards paying off $1 million? We went over a lot of this yesterday, but it bears repeating because it's not getting out there. You know, all they want to do, I've just come to the conclusion. Remember Gloria Swanson in the old movie Sunset Boulevard, one of the great movies of all time about the old days in Hollywood, William Holden? She said, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. Well, now the Democrats are ready, not for their close-up, but for their mugshot. They want that mugshot. That's all they want. Because they figure their voters are so dumbed down, they're not gonna think about any of this stuff. You know, they always used to say, when I started out working for Hearst in the 1970s, they say, put everything in the first paragraph. I said, but it gets in the third paragraph. Who gets to the third paragraph? Who gets to the first paragraph? Now, all that matters is the headline and the picture. And they just want that picture. You know? In retrospect, I think the raid at Mar-a-Lago, as banana republic, third world as it was by the crooked G-men, the FBI, the Stasi of the Democrat Party, I think it was a success. I think that's one of the reasons why the red wave didn't hit shore like a tidal wave, like a tsunami. Because people said, oh, he must be guilty. The FBI went in there and they raided Mar-a-Lago. Oh. And of course, they were raiding Brandon's multiple houses, not just one place. And they weren't stored behind behind locked doors or Secret Service protection or anything else. They were stashed in a garage that was available to a crackhead. But it never came out until after the election. 844-500-4242-201. Rich Lowry, a rhino's rhino. I know, but sometimes a rhino's rhino can come up with a good line every now and then. It's like the broken clock being right twice a day. He didn't have a bad column today. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're going to take your calls on this. We'll be doing a lot of this. We have other stuff to get to today. By the way, the dog that we talked about yesterday in Boston, he was rescued last night, or she was rescued last night around 7:45.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Rose McNugget is home. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself, as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code Howie, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you could be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on, please, for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Want to make a big impact without breaking the bank? Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds or low-latency gaming headphones, Raycon's got you covered with premium audio at the perfect price point. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is 20 years later, was the invasion of Iraq by the U.S. a mistake? I didn't think so then, but yes, it was a mistake. Yes, I thought so then, and I think so now. Or no, it was the right thing to do.
I'm with A. I didn't think it was a mistake then, but I think it was a mistake now.
And 55% say they feel the same as you do. 24% say, yes, I thought so then, think so now. 21% say it was the right thing to do.
Wow. I'm surprised it's that high at this point. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The Daily Mail is reporting that President Trump will be indicted by the grand jury tomorrow. Maybe they'll indict a ham sandwich as well, just to, you know, just to close the circle. And they're saying that the Secret Service will escort him to New York next week for his initial appearance slash arraignment, whatever you want to call it. So again, that's the Daily Mail's reporting that, not the so far not the American papers, but they tend to run ahead of the. Cream of the American political core. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This is the most absurd thing I've seen in a very long time. I mean, I don't know what they hope to. Suppose they take him off the board, then they have to run against DeSantis. Is DeSantis easier prey? Or is he tougher prey? He's 30-plus years younger than Trump, doesn't have the baggage. I don't care what you know what they're you saying about you know that he's rude and that he doesn't have charisma, et cetera, et cetera. It's I don't know. I mean, the Germans put Lenin in a sealed rail car and sent him back into Russia, thinking it would really shake up things in Tsarist Russia, and it did. But how did it work out long term for the Germans? Not well. I think we can all agree on that. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question, Harry Carr. Why do you define Bill Clinton and Trump, and Trump paid the porn star money, right? We understand right. that. But Bill Clinton did the worst. He did it in the White House. He had sex in the White House.
Bill Clinton was also being sued, and he had to give a civil deposition under oath. That means you're testifying under pains and penalties of perjury. And they asked him, "Did you ever have sex with Monica Lewinsky?" And he said, "No, that was perjury." So that's a felony. That's a felony. I mean, Trump. What has Trump ever done that's a felony? I mean, he falsified the legal theory of this case, he falsified business records, which, guess what? That's a misdemeanor in New York State. That's a misdemeanor in New York State. And by the way, I think the statute of limitations is 2 years on that. And the FEC, they looked at it, whether or not he violated anything, that this was an in-kind contribution to the campaign. They decided not to proceed with the case. And the statute of limitations on that, on the FEC level, is 5 years. But somehow they've contorted the law to say that, well, the statute of limitations never runs out if someone leaves New York State. But I think that's on, like, serious crimes? Is that on misdemeanor? So if I got a jaywalking ticket in New York City in 1976, they could still arrest me if I came back, because I haven't been back to New York except, you know, a couple of days here and there since 1976? Is that what that means? I mean, none of this makes any sense unless you're just trying to railroad a guy, frame him up. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, how are you doing, Howie?
Good.
Listen, there's a book by George Tenet, who was director of the CIA at the time all that went on.
Yes.
And it's called In the Center of the Storm. I don't know if you've read it or not.
No, I haven't.
But in that book, okay, you should, because in that book he lays out how basically Dick Cheney and his people browbeat Bush into the invasion. There was no reason for it. Tenet said the CIA had no evidence. There wasn't any weapon of mass destruction. Cheney went on the continued whatever of this single British guy who the British people had written off as a loser. And he
kind of like Christopher Steele all those years later. Another Brit
who
lied.
But anyway, so in the book, you should read it, because it says how there was, all they had, this guy kept saying there was a trailer in the desert with a bomb in it.
Don't you think, though, Alan, that, you know, after 9/11, that there were reasons not to take any chances? I mean, suppose someone had come out of Iraq and created a nuclear explosion in the United States or anywhere in the West, They would have pointed the finger at Bush and said, "Why didn't you go after this guy, especially this regime, especially after 9/11?" Plus, Alan, another thing. I mean, I don't think that Bush took that much needed that much coercion into making the move. Remember, didn't Saddam Hussein try to kill his father?
Well, we're talking two different things here. One is, was there an actual threat? They had evidence of? Once again, I don't want to beat this to death here. Read the book. Because in the book it says how there was no evidence from anybody except basically the testimony of this one guy.
Yeah. No, I understand. I mean, a lot of people have have said that they made a terrible mistake. The New York Times was involved in this. Judith Miller was involved in this. They were promoting this. Everyone was promoting this this war. I think it was a mistake still, but I didn't think it at the time. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Now it's time for Grace with the news.
Yes, Howie, 72% say Joe Biden's America is headed in the wrong direction. These polls come out every couple of months.
Only 72%?
That's what my mom always says. When I read her, like, the approval ratings and stuff, she focuses on the percent that approve. And she's like, what's going on with those people? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
What's that all about?
What's that all about? 72% of American adults believe the nation is headed on the wrong track under President Joe Biden's leadership, up 4 points since December. While Americans' view of the nation has worsened since December, 22% of Americans say things in the nation are headed in the right direction.
I couldn't answer the poll question, Grace, because I was too busy this morning in a new bank trying to open a new account to move some money around. So I don't lose my shirt when the next bank folds.
Yeah, I called
one of my
Howie.
Banks is on the front page of the Wall Street Journal every morning.
I called Howie during this. Talk about the wrong time to call somebody. I was seeing if you could get through a paywall for me, and he's like, hey, I'm a little busy right now. Yes, I think a lot of people, Howie, for their own reasons, feel similarly. They feel that frustration. In L.A.
Everybody's got their own personal Joe Biden problem. This one just happens to be mine. You know, CNN ran a story today, by the way, Grace. I don't know if you saw it. Pet owners are being slammed by inflation. Brandon's inflation is killing pet owners. So, you know, dog owners might be Republicans, but I would say most cat owners tend to be Biden voters.
Now we're generalizing, but yes, I would agree. That's a huge assumption, but yes, it's probably true.
Go ahead.
Howie, Los Angeles schools close as district workers strike over stalled contract negotiations. The second biggest school district in the U.S. was closed on Tuesday as tens of thousands of employees and teachers went on strike over stalled contract negotiations in L.A. This is from the New York Post. Thousands of teachers' aides, special education assistants, bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, and other Local 99 members in L.A.'s Unified School District joined picket lines Tuesday morning to demand better wages and increased staffing.
I'm looking for the famous quote about strikes from Calvin Coolidge. There is no right to strike against the public safety by anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I would put schools in that same category as police. This was from Calvin Coolidge when he was governor of Massachusetts from 1919.
Was he also the one who said the business of America is business?
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, a lot of businesses are being disrupted right now.
He was a better president than the one we have now, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's not
that. There is no right to strike against the public safety by anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Well, actually, Howie, this kind of goes along with that story. Howard Schultz has exited Starbucks. This happened on Monday, 2 weeks early amid unionization turmoil. So this is something that's been plaguing Starbucks for a long time, and Howard Schultz has kind of been at the center of it. Howard Schultz's decade-long run as Starbucks chief executive came to an abrupt end on Monday as he stepped down 2 weeks earlier than expected. On Thursday, the company will hold its annual shareholder meeting at which investors will vote on proposals pertaining to the company's handling of the thorny labor dispute and management issues. He wants out.
There was a story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago. I never got around to it. You know what a thorny issue is at Starbucks and some of these other, designer coffee shops, Grace?
What?
The length that it takes to get a cup of coffee and the need the pressing need for an express lane for Americano black.
Yeah. I've been saying this, Howie, for a very long time, and not just Starbucks. There's other chains as well.
Right. That's
If you are in the drive-through line, it's coffee, it's maybe a donut, maybe a muffin, but when I see people pulling up and they're getting like 15 coffees for a party of bridesmaids who are getting ready down the street, I think, you go inside. You are part of the inside crew. You do not get to get that through the drive-thru. And then I see them handing over like crates of coffee to this person. I'm thinking, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I guess, Howie, there's a lot of coffee shops. My brother actually goes by one when he's taking the train where they'll only do muffins. Like, they won't do any hot foods because it just keeps things moving. If people can only get muffins or donuts, they're not going to toast a bagel.
Just an express lane like they have at a supermarket, right? 10 items or less.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't think it's a bad idea, Howie. I think you're onto something there.
We could have saved Schultz's job.
I think he's got more problems than just the express lane. Just my
Let's
vibe
say, as
on
far
it.
As I don't care about the unionization. What do I care about that? I care about having to wait in the line.
Imagine if Howie was at this meeting. They're all there to talk about the unions, and Howie's like, hold on a second. I got a bone to pick with you people. Joe Manchin slams Biden for prioritizing radical policy agenda after vetoing anti-ESG bill. I just bring this up, Howie, because you always say Joe Manchin's always there when you don't need him. And I find it amazing that he comes out and he says, like, oh, you know, he's going along with all this left-wing radical. Well, what have we been telling you? You knew this was going to happen, and yet you've gone along with plenty.
Yeah, everybody told you were going to get rolled on this infrastructure, inflation, inflammation, whatever the hell they called it, you know? And oh, I've got a deal. I've got a deal with Chuck Schumer because he's such an honorable man.
Yeah, right. And I don't feel sorry for him. Like, I'm not going to get out my tiny violin for Joe Manchin. You've gone along with plenty of Biden's ideas and plenty of his bad policy in the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
And now you want to turn to Republicans and say, oh, you know, it's really, and he's doing all
right.
of this.
And then he says, maybe we shouldn't get rid of the filibuster. And deep state leftists try to blow up his houseboat.
Right. They. Oh, my gosh. Remember, they didn't actually try to blow it up, but they do show up in their little kayaks and they bother him all day long.
Yeah. Well, you ask Lord Mountbatten and what happens. The first they show up in their little kayaks and then they put the bomb on the boat. That's what happened to Queen Elizabeth's uncle, you know.
Oof. And it happened to Fredo.
That's right. Well, he got it in the head. He didn't get there wasn't a bomb. But
oh, yeah.
Same thing.
You
same
know
thing.
What I'm thinking of? The Bodyguard, when they try to blow up the boat. Different movie. Hey, I just want to let everybody know that this news segment is brought to you by Calitren, and a lot of people were trying to get their hands on this last time they were on Howie's show, and they were unable to because it ran out so fast. Well, if you go to HowieCarShow.com right now and you click on store, you can get a 30-day supply of Calitren, which is a healthy weight loss supplement. Focuses a lot on collagen and healthy ingredients. It's made in the USA, and it has a $70 value. You can get it for just $35 if you go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store. You don't have to complain like you did last time that you didn't get it, because there's some there for you now, so hop on that quickly.
A lot of angry cat owners on the text line, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Limerick guy, I own a cat, and I own a cat, and he's a huge Republican.
That's what you think.
I have a cat, and I have a radio in my room, so my cat can listen to it while I'm listening at work on my Raycons. Not all of us cat owners are moon bats. But you would have to, you would have to agree that a cat owner is more likely to be a member of the deep state Democrat left-wing party than a dog owner. Would you not?
I think I would refute that.
I would agree that probably you're going to find more cat owners or Democrats. I'm sure there's a poll we can look at. I'm sure there's been a study or something, Taylor. Give that a quick Google. What about ferret owners? That's what I'm curious about. Libertarians, perhaps?
People who don't really care about having excrement on their rugs.
Oh, Maybe it was a ferret who was at Some Like It Hot. Howie, another update for you. Biden has signed the bill to declassify info on COVID-19 origins.
I guess that means that they've excised all of the smoking guns in the material. That's my only explanation for why he would sign such a bill.
This reminds me of when people get caught faking ancestry or faking being Native American, and they always say, like, I want to get to the bottom of this too, you know, I want to figure this out. Mm-hmm. Now the Biden administration is telling us, oh no, after mulling this over for a week, I have no idea why it took them this long. Biden says that he aims to release as much of the information as possible.
And by the way, it was the votes in both houses of Congress were unanimous. So it's not like he had a lot of options. Here,
no, exactly.
Right?
He had no options. He had no options because if he didn't go along with this, they could have vetoed it, right? Or they could have overridden it.
They overrode the veto. And it's not like, you know, it's not like they had to count heads when it's unanimous, right?
Right. It says, oh, this is Biden. We need to get to the bottom of COVID-19's origins to help ensure we can better prevent future pandemics.
Biden wants to leave no stone unturned except where the one that Fauci is hiding under and all the documents and the beagles.
And the beagles. Don't forget about the beagles. Howie, one more thing. Since we're talking about Joe Biden, did you see this comment in Paroline had written it up about what was said in the New York Post? They had a quote from Tony Bobulinski, who was commenting on the Bidens.
Yes.
And he was commenting on the fact that Hunter Biden has this back and forth where he's saying, remember he had that conversation about, I've done so much. I haven't been, you know, I've done as much as I can for this Chinese company or for these Chinese counterparts. And this is what Bobulinski said. He said, it's absolutely laughable. That money wasn't seed funds for future work. It was part of the payment for work the Bidens did for the Chinese in 2015 and 2016. Indeed, Bobulinski previously said publicly and told the FBI that he witnessed Hunter screaming at the Chinese official involved in the joint venture that the Biden family was owed $20 million for the work it did for those 2 years.
The work.
Right.
It did.
Right.
It's called influence peddling.
Yeah, but as always, the White House tells us
I've got the sound cut here. This is Gordon Chang, the author. He's really a smart guy when it comes to Chinese affairs. And he was on with Maria Bartiromo talking about this and about the $3 million. This is what he said. Cut 16.
The spokesperson for Hunter Biden's legal team said that, oh, this is okay because this was seed money, good faith seed money. Now, in these types of transactions, nobody pays millions of dollars without a contract. So, you know, this is essentially an admission of corruption. And I'm sure that the House Oversight Committee is going to follow up on this. But this doesn't happen in the real world. In the absence of payoffs, influence peddling, and yes, corruption.
Unbelievable.
Seed money. Can I get me some seed money here? This is like the anonymous gifts, Howie, that all these universities are getting from China. These anonymous gifts to these random universities that happen to have a Biden think tank in them. They get these beautiful gifts dropped off. Or how about diamonds delivered to your
seed
hotel?
Seed money. That's going to be the new thing. When Nick Mavroulis was the congressman from the North Shore, we called him Nicky Pockets, and his bag man was his son-in-law. And it always say, how much am I getting? And the son-in-law would say, 5 bottles of wine. And that meant 5,000, right? So now I guess it's seed, instead of bottles of wine, it's seed money.
Yeah.
That are the payoffs.
Absolutely.
The terminology changes over the years. You know, English is a living language, Grace.
This is, you should write like a mob dictionary over the years. You know, you could be the mob translator because that's all this is. This is a family full of thugs and you know, influence peddlers, and you're right, they can phrase it any way they can, use any euphemism they want, that he's a private citizen, he's a businessman, he's an entrepreneur, he's a crook, and everybody knows it,
right?
Allegedly.
I've got some stats here. 40% of Democrats are cat owners, 35% of Republicans are cat owners. I would have thought it would be more of a disparity than that, actually.
Wow.
36% of both Democrats and Republicans are dog owners.
Yeah, I know a lot of liberals who love dogs.
There's more famous Democrat dog owners than Democrat cat owners. That's what I'm basing my guess on. Like Elizabeth Warren, AOC.
Barack Obama.
Obama.
But when you own a dog, you're kind of reaching across the aisle more, aren't you?
When you have a dog, you're reaching across. Yeah, you're trying to come off more relatable.
Right. It's like in the last hurrah when the guy's running against the Curly, like your great grandfather character, and he gets an Irish setter. He rents an Irish setter for the TV spot. His opponent.
That was something I always appreciated about Donald Trump, was that he didn't want a dog and he wasn't going to pretend he wanted a dog, and it didn't matter if they told him to get one. He just, you know, some people just aren't dog people. That's okay.
Yeah. No, you're right. Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howard.
Making any changes in your life this year? I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. I think I'll let Taylor talk to you today about what he uses his Raycons for lately.
Every day I wake up and find the motivation. I go to the gym, and I would not be able to do that without my Raycons. If I left them at home, I'd have to turn around and go back and get them, because I could not get through a workout without them. They just make everything so much more pleasurable. Whatever you're doing, household chores, even just relaxing around the house, just enhances your experience. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of outlaw radio, so a lot of Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, that kind of stuff. Really, really good stuff.
Are you going to Luckenbach, Texas?
Willie and Waylon and the boys, yeah, absolutely.
Once you cross the Pecos, Hoss, Bob Wills is still the king.
But yeah, Raycons just make life much more enjoyable, everyday life.
Yes, they do. That's good. I got to play some. I'm a Hank Williams guy myself, going further back than outlaw country. But I'm gonna listen to Hank Williams tomorrow on my Raycons. Even if you know that you'll love your Raycons as much as I do, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer buy now, pay later options. Every purchase has an easy and a free return guarantee. In addition to being able to listen to all your favorite tunes from whatever genre, from whatever time period, they also have such great additional features as 3 customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get your 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born losers.
Howie Carr.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 339 says, did you have 2 free morning coffees today to make up for yesterday when I didn't get over there because it was raining and cold? No, I just had one. I have one a day. That's all I have. And then I get a bottle of water to go. It's nice water. It's good stuff. Sometimes I get a free copy of the New York Post if I get there at the right time. It's a nice thing. It's nice, the Breakers outreach to the neighbors. 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Afternoon. I was reminded of something I learned a long time ago. Inside the White House or the Capitol, don't the senators in the House have their only source of inside banking, that they have an account set up to cover any kind of
Yes, they do. Yeah, and they've spent millions. And everybody, including some members of Congress who are, you know, purer than the driven snow, have tried to get the names of the people who've gotten the money. And they won't cough it up. Just like it's the same thing in the legislature in Boston. They won't cough it up either. This is that they've spent, I don't know about Boston, but in D.C., you're right, they have spent millions of dollars. It's a giant slush fund that they have. So, you know, if you get attacked by a congressman or senator, either party, either sex, you just go there and you, they basically give you money. It's, and we're not supposed to hear about it. I'm Howie Carr.